This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
This past weekend, there was something called Radio Boot Camp, Morning Show Boot Camp. And it was this, it's this big national convention of radio people and radio nerds. And we have attended it in the past, but we haven't been in 6 years.
Yeah, a long time.
And I was wondering if you guys had any FOMO, because we know
a bunch of people.
We were friends with them and we follow each other on Instagram. And it seemed like every radio person that I knew, at least, was at Morning Show Boot Camp in San Diego, this big radio convention. And we're posting all these pictures, and I knew it was coming, and I expected, I was bracing for like a wave of FOMO, and it didn't really come for me. Is it possible that, like, I'm kind of getting over just FOMO in general?
I hope so, because I do feel that your FOMO sometimes is debilitating.
It certainly was during COVID.
I think my days of FOMO are kind of over.
What?
And I actually think COVID is what broke me, because I got so used to just being at home that now I just want to be at home.
Oh, see, I still don't want to be at home. But like, I was looking at pictures though, and like, it was something in the past, just so everybody knows, we loved going.
Oh, yeah.
We loved like meeting and mingling and networking with other radio people.
Well, and exchanging. The panels are super interesting.
Yes.
And, like, you get to geek out on this career that we have. And,
right.
And this, yeah.
And you get to exchange ideas with other creative people. You get to talk about and vent about things that only people in your industry can understand. Like, it's not like I can go to a dinner party and be like, 3 seconds to air and your Vox Pro crashes, am I right? But there, that would tear the
roof down.
Oh boy, you know? But I'm looking at all the pictures now from this Morning Show Boot Camp radio conference that happened over the weekend, and it just seemed exhausting to me. Am I? Kevin, did you get FOMO?
I had so much FOMO.
You still had it.
Okay. Yeah. What about it seemed exhausting?
I don't know if my, like, social anxiety is getting worse.
Okay.
But the idea of just standing in bars and talking to people, or, like, walking around a conference center with my name tag on and having people, like, are people going to talk to me? What if they don't talk to me? And do I talk to them? And what if I see somebody that I recognize but I've never talked to before? Like, all those kind of, like, anxiety. Social anxiety things that I have, like, were kind of like pinging around in my head, and it's like, oh man, maybe it was just better off that I just stayed home this weekend.
You know, I did not get FOMO. The only time I got a little bit of FOMO was when people that were there would text me and ask, are you here?
Hey,
like, people texted you?
Yeah.
Wow. Guess I'm forgotten.
But Kevin, you still had it.
Yeah.
Well, to take out the radio part, the radio conference part of it, though, do you guys just kind of get FOMO still in general?
No.
So if you see somebody, like somebody goes to Disneyland and they post vacation pictures,
no.
you feel nothing?
Nothing.
Only when they do like exclusive stuff, like D23 over. Oh,
right.
Wish I was there.
No.
Okay. Or people at a concert, like, you know.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You still do.
Get FOMO from concert.
Okay.
Like, I could have gotten closer if I was there.
Well, I mean, wait 10 more years and then maybe you'll be like me and Katie, where yeah. we're seeing the death of our FOMO years.
Lucky.
I feel like FOMO went away from me quite a long time ago.
And you think maybe it was because of COVID? You just
maybe.
You got full, you like having high cortisol levels until you popped.
Like, I think I was already sort of on my way. Yeah. The only thing I get FOMO about, the only thing, is when I see somebody doing like a half marathon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like running?
Oh man, that's the part.
And it just makes me sad.
Oh.
But I wish I was there. I wish I could do it.
Yeah, right.
And it's like,
That's opposite of me.
For sure. That's the only time Kevin doesn't get FOMO.
Yeah.
He sees somebody exercising and he goes, oh boy, thank God.
Poor things.
And I don't know. If you still struggle with FOMO or if you have beaten it somehow, text into 916-909-1065. I'm just curious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.